Hello?
Oh, hi, Brittany.
Yes?
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, laid up in bed right now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope you feel better.
Oh. Yeah, it's my ankle. I rolled it.
Oh, that's the worst. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Maybe, did you try one of those knee scooters so you could get around a little bit, or are you just going to rest a little?
Well, I've had it almost a week now. Wednesday would be a week, and I can't keep the swelling down. So I have a doctor's appointment today to go to. But I did look for those that at my Walgreens over here, but they were all sold out.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
maybe Google your area. I think there's some places out there that even rent them. You might be able to find a place that you can rent it just temporarily, you know? So I suggest it because I just had knee surgery. Yeah, I had knee surgery, so I couldn't get one because I couldn't bend my knee to sit on one. So I got stuck with crutches. But I was like, man, I wish I could use one of those because crutches are not fun either, you know?
Oh, no, I have those now.
Oh, yeah, you know how that is then. Yep, yep. Well, hope all goes well with your doctor. Maybe your doctor can try to find one for you. I'm sure they have a connection.
Yeah, maybe. I'll probably
there
do
you
some
go.
Orthopedics.
So, yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yeah. I'm bruised all the way up my calf and all the way up my leg.
Wow.
You
did a dandy on it.
Yeah.
Didn't you? Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Well, I'm glad that you're in good hands and you're getting it taken care of today. So that's really good. At least getting the ball rolling is to find out what the treatment plan should be. You know what I mean? Yeah.
No.
I'll try to continue to ice it. I didn't realize this, but after my surgery, they said ice it, you know, like 3 times a day. So I thought it was just initially while it was swollen. And I went to physical therapy for like 6 weeks. And he said, how often are you icing it? And I said, oh, maybe like every other day. He's like, you should be icing it 2 to 3 times a day. And I'm like, still? And he's like, absolutely. It's for the inflammation. It helps the healing. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was just like after surgery for the first week or so, you know? So now I still, even though I'm like 3 months out, if I have a day where I'm out walking a lot and I come home and I feel like my knee's really tired, I'll just get the ice out and I just ice it because I figure it has to be like extra inflammation in there, you know? So
I think
if you have ice packs or whatnot, I think that will help. I'm sure you know because you said it's very swollen, you know? So I think that'll help you. So, but anyhow, I was just calling because I saw that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the credit card that we have on file.
Well, I'm waiting on that paycheck, and I'm down, and it just seems like everything's in my name, so it's hard for me to get out right now to do anything at all.
So the error message that we're getting says suspected fraud. So I don't know if the bank maybe sent you a new one, but this card ends in all fours. It's just 4444 and it's a Visa. So I don't know.
I deleted that account completely because it was rejecting my payments of direct deposits. It was rejecting it and saying it was invalid. And I'm like, how is this invalid? I've had this account for like 5 years for you guys and it has not changed. And they're like, well, we don't understand. Let me give you a different routing number, a different routing number. What do you mean? So then that routing number didn't work on other payments of deposits, so I just completely did away with that yesterday.
I see. Okay.
I mean, I haven't really back to everybody that has that number yet. I'm just dealing with this terrible feeling in my foot. But let me call my husband and see what's going on, because he's out and about running around at the moment, and I'll get back with you today.
No problem, Brittany. Well, yeah, if you need a little bit more time, that's not a problem at all either. I mean, I know you have a lot going on right now, so I'll just make a note that we talked, and that way everything will stay active in the meantime. And then I'll send you a little notification that talks about the payment failing, and my extension will be on there, which is 777. So just make sure if you call me back later today that
you plug in.
Oh, yeah, that's why
everything's been going on with the email. I mean, the website, and it's been a nightmare with it, really.
That's the first thing I checked when I saw that I had to call you today. I looked. I'm like, is she verified? Is she on Google? Did they get any? And I saw that all finally went through. So I'm like, thank God. But I did have a couple of other people covering for me while I was out with the surgery. So, yeah, Friday was actually my first day back. So this is my second official day back on the phone. So, yeah. So now you know how to, get a hold of me. And if you have any issues moving forward, you know that I'm going to spearhead it for you, and I'll take care of it, okay?
Okay.
All right, and best of luck to you with your doctor's appointment. I hope everything goes well today.
Yeah, thank you. I hope so. It's pretty bad bruise, though. My whole leg is blue.
I think if it's bruised like that, it might be more than a ligament. And it might be there might be some kind of a fracture in there, you know?
They x-rayed it on the day it happened, last Wednesday in Lexington was where it happened. On the job, of course. Yeah. I stepped on a boulder, and I went one way, and my foot went the other way.
Oh,
and tripped.
No.
So that's how it happened.
That's incredible. Wow.
I'm from the Smoky Mountains, and I've never had this happen to me ever before. And there's more rocks there than anything. So I just don't understand why it's happening now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess you can count your blessings, because something resonated with me that I heard on Judge Judy years ago, and I know that you're much too young to have to worry about it, but she's, you know, up, I think she's in her 70s or 80s, and she tells people, if you want to live to be old, you know, a good long age, she says, remember these two words, don't fall. I'm always remembering that, you know, when I'm around my parents and whatnot, I'm like, don't fall, don't fall, don't fall. Exactly. And my mom, when she passed away, that's how it all started. She fell. She ended up in the hospital. She didn't fracture anything, but things just kind of went downhill from there. So it's something to it, you know? So, I mean, I'm happy that you're resilient and you're young and you can, you know, yours is just a, you know, something bruised in your leg, you know? But when we get older, we have to be careful with that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so. So, oh, well, it's so nice talking to you, Brittany. So,
yeah,
I'll, like I said, I'm putting a note in here that we talked, and you know how to get a hold of me. So, you'll get the little notifications now with my extension on it. So, if I don't hear from you, I'll touch base with you maybe later in the week, okay?
Okay. Awesome.
All right. Have a great rest of your day, too.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Thank you so much, Brittany. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.